Welcome back, Two Blind Squirrels. Boys are out right now. Chaz is throwing their frisbee. Brad's pretending to ignore him in the front yard. It's actually very entertaining if you'd like to know the truth. You ever thrown fish? Throwing fish is fun. More fun than throwing a frisbee. You can if you throw them just right, you can use them as a boomerang and they'll come back at you.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than a hungover surgeon. It's better than a really sick airplane pilot. It's better than a senile senator. It's better than black metal music promoters.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning. Two Blind Squirrels at night.
Did he say black music metal promoters?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I know how to break that down.
Think about that for a minute.
You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's alright.
Does he mean black people who promote metal music?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
or metal that's black that promotes people who promote black metal music. Or. Okay. Oh, this is the part where I talk. In today's show, we're going to talk about politics. So. Hang on!
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's alright.
Welcome back to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. With me in studio is the wonderful, the magnificent, the troubled, the famous, the alarmingly charismatic Bob.
Do we have a guest on the show?
Yeah.
Now, here's the squirrel that you know has deep spiritual thoughts and lots of pizzazz. It's Jazzy Chaz.
Jazz hands.
That's right. Well, that's one of the. I thought I'd give that to you. That's one of the few times I've ever played it without it being a polka knife. So
thank you very much. That's very nice. I like that.
I'm glad you appreciate that.
Well, hey, let's
don't get used to it.
Let's talk about
politics.
Let's talk about politics a little
bit. What kind of name is Nit? Nit's not a name. You can't be president with a name like Nit. Who's gonna vote for Nit? Nobody. Not. How many votes did Nit get? Not. That's how many.
Yeah. He won Michigan though.
Yeah, but it's Michigan, you know. Michigan Charlie probably voted for him. That's about it.
One vote wins. Well, let's not go to Michigan just yet because I don't know
okay.
We don't want them to skip the.
It's a weird
conversation.
Okay, you can vote for Obama. What kind of name is that? Obama, President Obama. Ain't gonna happen. Obama.
You got bomb in the name.
I got bomb in the name. And his middle name is Mohammed.
Yeah, that's
not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with that part.
Hillary's all right. I mean, that's a regular name.
Well, I think it's interesting the way that things have gone down, right?
Yeah.
You got the Democrats and the Republicans, and you got the Democrats. You got Edwards, mm-hmm. Obama, and Hillary.
Yeah.
If you look at the if you watch the debates, I mean, this is
what about Giuliani?
This election season is fascinating, really, because it started out with YouTube. Right? Seeing it on YouTube or whatever.
That's really cool.
Partnership thing. So, yeah. So, all the debates are on YouTube. So, you can't say, I didn't see the debates. They're on YouTube. You can see them anytime you want.
Yeah.
And if they automatically got
TiVo'd for you.
Yeah. Yeah. TiVo. Universally TiVo'd. And, but if you look at the Democrats, it's pretty much, the focus was on those three candidates. When they did the debates, the other people were on the stage, but they didn't get much face time.
Right.
You know, they weren't really asked a whole lot of questions. But then when you went to the Republicans, it was Mitt Romney, mm-hmm. Huckabee. And there was a kind of a partial questioning of, you know, Giuliani and stuff like that. But for the most part, it was, I mean.
Oh, I thought he was on the Democratic side. He on the Republican side?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And but it wasn't.
Who else?
It wasn't as focused as who in the Republicans, you know, like they were competing against or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, like who the clear candidates were. Mm-hmm. So
the Republicans is just two.
Well, there's a bunch of
McCain. Up on stage. You missed McCain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
McCain and
That was probably the three that they were really
and.
But I'm just saying there's three. I'm just saying that there's no clear.
Yes.
You know, there's no.
No clear what?
I don't know. There's no clear focus on which ones they were focusing on.
Who?
The Republicans.
Oh, like if you say so.
When in the debate.
Oh, you know,
the questions generally went to the people that we named there, but it wasn't like there was like on the Democratic side, there was the three were actually in the middle of the stage.
Oh.
You had the candidates kind of spread out, and then Edwards,
three main ones
Edwards
right
Obama, and Hillary were like right in the middle of the stage.
Yeah.
And all the questions went right to them.
Yeah. Well, Huckabee wasn't really expected to be a main one, but he sort of came up sort of as a surprise.
So. Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of interesting, but
yeah. Anyway,
but so then they went and they did what? They did Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Did Iowa do the election?
Corn
there?
State.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. And,
I like to poke Iowa in the eye whenever I get a chance.
And what Obama got? He got Iowa, right? He won in Iowa.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. And then Hillary won.
And then in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah. Which are, what, seven people?
And then the last one won. Yeah, it's like seven people. Why are they?
What?
Never mind. Not a good one there. And then the other one won the other state. Didn't the other one win the other state? No. They haven't done another state because they skipped Michigan.
Well, no, the Democrats skipped Michigan. There was a statement released that said...
Why they
were
Michigan?
Punishing Michigan.
Punishing Michigan. Spank it?
Yeah. It was. They were punishing Michigan because they had jumped the...
slap its hand. They had, because it's a hand.
They had Michigan's, jumped the schedule.
Michigan's
oh, it's a hand.
It's
not their hand.
I'm sorry.
they had jumped the schedule.
Uh-huh.
And...
it's not a very nice thing to do to the schedule.
Which you know what that tells me, though?
Mm-hmm.
That tells me that the Democrats spun it. They said, you know what? We're not going
to. We don't have time to do this.
We don't have time to do
we'll
you.
Spin it.
Yeah, so we're gonna say that we're not participating because you skipped the schedule, you jumped the schedule. But meanwhile, they ran off to it's like Nevada right now. They're in Nevada.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they're doing the whole thing in Nevada now. So I just think it's interesting.
It is interesting.
Mitt Romney got in Michigan, which. I'm not surprised because Mitt Romney is kind of this, he's like being billed as this business guy, you know? And when you get in Michigan, you got car manufacturers. You know what I'm saying? You got big business there. You got big car interests and stuff like that. So, you know, it makes sense that he would, unions and things like that. So he's a business guy. So
okay.
He gets it. At least that's the way I see him. Yeah, because who else you got? You got Huckabee and you got.
I like Huckabee.
You got McCain.
I like the name Huckabee.
You got McCain.
I want a president named Huckabee.
Huckabee?
Yeah, he could have he could have Sawyer as his vice president.
Huckabee and Sawyer. Get her done.
Could be a slogan. It'd be great. I think that'd be a good idea. You know why are you're laughing? But I think that'd be. I think people would vote for that.
I'm over that.
We got his vote already.
There you go. There's one. You know, he said, Huckabee said the other day, he says, you know, he says, my preachers tell me, he says, if somebody's kicking you in the pants, mm-hmm. that just means that you're out front.
What?
That means you're still out front. If somebody's kicking you in the tail, that means you're still out front.
Oh, somebody's kicking you in the tail.
Yeah, the pants.
You're still out front.
I'm trying to be nice. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah?
I guess so.
And then Hillary's gone on this whole...
means you get a sore butt.
Yeah. Hillary's gone on this whole softer, gentler Hillary campaign.
Yeah, she's kind of gone... She cried and won the state, so she's sort of gone to, hey, I'm going to be
a
little more touchy-feely.
She got a response from that. People were like... They said they felt more connected with her.
Yeah.
So now she's...
She did joke. She did like a joke on the airline where she...
Doing this flight attendant
stewardess
thing.
Yeah.
Flight attendant.
She played stewardess.
Flight attendant.
She played... Okay.
No.
All right.
You know, stewardess is the only thing that you can type with your
left hand.
Left hand.
Longest whole, word you can type with your left hand.
Left hand. All with the left hand.
Thanks for the professor for that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's educating us.
Bug.
What is that?
Bug.
Did you swallow a bug?
Bug.
Drink some water.
I'm going to throw up. Bug.
Are you all right?
No, I swallowed a freaking bug.
I didn't see a bug.
Something is in my stomach that less than 24 hours ago was crawling on something dead. Okay, was a maggot 24 hours ago.
Ooh. I didn't see a bug. You've swallowed a fly?
I don't know what it was. I didn't interrogate it. I breathed in and it went in.
You ate it. You didn't interrogate it.
Ooh, I can still feel like, you know, it's probably in my stomach right now, like trying to crawl and get out.
Ooh, weird. I couldn't tell what you were doing. I thought you were being funny. Of course, it didn't look very funny. It looked kind of like that. Yuck.
I need to go like gargle with bleach or something. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. You want to wrap up the show?
Well, we were done. We were talking about...
So, like your political highlight?
We were talking...
And now I'm going to hunk up a fly.
All right. We were discussing politics or something, right? Am I green? Do I look green?
You're visibly shaken, let's put it that way. Don't rely
it's
on
probably
me to...
laying little eggs in my stomach.
Ooh,
right now.
Ooh, that's nasty. Let's not talk about that.
They got a lifespan of like an hour anyway.
Let's not talk about that. Not in your stomach, they don't. All right, you want to wrap it up? Let's wrap it up.
No.
Wrap it up. No, you can't pull sure up from not, that. That's a nosedive, man.
Huckabee, you got Huckabee. No, I'm sorry, Huckabee. And, you know.
Come on, you can't. It's a spiral.
Wait, no, seriously. Do you think Giuliani's out of it?
I don't think Giuliani was ever in it.
You don't think he was ever in it?
No.
I thought he was like a front runner at the beginning.
No.
It was very popular. Everybody in the country knew his name. Nobody knew who Huckabee was.
Yeah, everybody knows OJ's name too, but that don't mean nothing.
Yeah. But what my point was is that Giuliani had positive things associated with his name. When people thought of Giuliani, they thought about the guy who pulled New York through the roughest time.
Sure, and that's great, great.
People think about OJ, they think
good for him
of other things. But I'm just saying, you don't think that he's seriously taken a nosedive since he started the campaign?
I don't think.
I think he had a big bag of nothing. He showed up. And everybody was excited to see what he had to say.
Sure.
And he had a big bag, and it was full of nothing.
Sure. Yeah. That's it. That's what
but
I'm saying.
But Huckabee's the opposite.
Huckabee's
the opposite. I never heard of the guy. Is he a senator or something?
I don't know.
It's just some guy from Iowa.
Yes, he's a senator or whatever. He's in politics. I mean, I don't remember what his.
Okay, well, anyway, I never heard of him.
I don't have his resume here.
I never heard of him. I don't think anybody in the country had ever heard of him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now everybody knows who he is. So, yeah. I mean, I think that he, in other words, he showed up, had a little bag, but had something in it.
He had a little bag. Yeah, a little bag. He's an Arkansas governor.
Oh, okay. There you go. Like I said, nobody ever heard of him. People in Arkansas don't even know who he was.
Former Arkansas governor.
There you go.
Yeah. He's from Hope, Arkansas, I think.
Where was Clinton from?
Hope, Arkansas.
No, right.
Yeah. Because I went out to iTunes. You can actually pull down all the...
You can pull down Hope, Arkansas from iTunes?
Yeah.
That is cool.
You can.
Apple is amazing.
I know it. You got to fast forward all through all the best part. So, anyway, yeah. So he's... Yeah. We can look at this. He's got a pretty good. He's got a pretty nice website. Huckabee does. We might have to model My Life Ministries after. So anyway, he's got. What was I trying to say? Forgot. Burp.
I don't even know. You were talking about Huckabee.
On iTunes, you can go on there, and ABC, you can pull all these. They have all these interviews. It's like get to know the candidates.
Oh, cool.
And they have McCain, and they have Huckabee, and they have Hillary, and they have Edwards, Obama. I mean, they're all out there. And I would recommend everybody to go and watch them, because
it is so much easier these days to find out about
it is.
Who you're voting for.
It really is. And two, I think that what used to happen, right, is somebody would get an interview with like 60 Minutes or something,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and it was so far off and so, if you didn't catch it when it was
and
on, usually, you didn't see it. And
it was usually
like
only when the decided winner for each party had been decided anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't.
No, this is right from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, this is right. Really, this is right from the beginning. And you get to hear, really, I feel, you get to kind of feel, you get to hear what the people have to say. Because I think the candidates have really kind of got it that if they put on a plastic show, if they do the spin doctor sort of thing, uh-huh. I mean, all that's still going on.
Yeah.
But from the candidate themselves, if they do the spin doctor thing, it's going to show up.
Yeah. Like Giuliani.
Yeah, because there's just I don't think
he was a spin doctor. I just think he had nothing.
Yeah. Well, people are looking for something that's real.
Yeah.
You know, we're all looking for something that's real, and on those interviews, you get the opportunity.
But I think that's what's coming through with Obama. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Obama pulls it out and is the clear leader and the clear winner. But I think that's what's going on with him, is that he's so middle of the road that people are starting to sort of gravitate towards some more of the people who have more. Even though Hillary's positions maybe not everybody agrees with, they can at least identify with her. She's more real mm-hmm. than somebody who's so plastic. I don't know if he's that plastic, but he really comes across as being – he will say things and it's like, oh, he just said nothing. He just talked for 5 minutes and said nothing.
Well, right. Yeah, and that's fine. I think in general people are open to that, like you say, in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then at some point they're like – you know, somebody says, "Well, what is it? What does this person stand for?" And you're like,
change to what? Change. Just a lot of like nickels, dimes, quarters.
A lot of change.
Yeah. The times I don't mean to pick changing. On him. If you like him, I'm sure you've got good reasons. I'm just.
But the important part.
I don't want to pick.
No, but the important part of all of this is that there is too much access to information to not know what's going on.
That's right. Unless you just don't want to know.
Yeah,
the only reason not to know is you don't want to know.
Yeah, which you're not even listening to this show because you heard it was about politics and you turned it off.
Oh, turned it off. You're not listening now. So,
but if you've stuck there. This long, if you stuck
and you
this
missed
long,
me swallowing a bug, so ha!
Take that.
I'm feeling a little.
But if you stuck it out this long, go out and check it out.
Was it a moth?
I don't know. I didn't see anything. All I saw was you hacking up along.
I didn't want to take a drink because a drink would make it go down. I wanted it to come up. I wanted to get it out. But then... It was committed.
Just be a moistened fly coming out there.
I hope it was a... Well, see, part of me hopes it was a fly. Then.
A gnat.
Could
just been spittle. Could just been spit.
No, it was a bug. Huh. I know a bug when I taste a bug. That was a bug.
Okay. Well, that's enough bug talk. Y'all come on over to My Life Ministries. Hang out.
Enter your opinion on...
We won't have any bug talk over there.
Politics or whatever.
Yeah.
You can't promise there will be no bug talk.
I'd like, you know what, I'd like to set up a whole a whole politics page.
You set up a politics page, I'll set up a bug page.
Okay. That'd be cool, have a whole politics page and all kind of videos and stuff on it.
Videos.
Yeah.
You could set up, you know what, you could combine the two and have videos of politicians swallowing bugs.
Ooh, that would be awesome. It'd be like Fear Factor for presidential candidates.
All right, everybody. And remember, take them shoes off. You're on holy ground.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.